Praise God, everybody. I thank God for this is an opportunity that we get to pray for our victims and their families and their friends, because truly this is a tragedy. But how many know that our God is greater? Our God is a healer. Our God is a deliverer. My Bible tells me that there's no weapon that has been formed against us will prosper. I want to speak to our city. I want to break fear off of our city. Amen. The enemy has come in to try to make us fearful, but our God is greater. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. He's challenging us to come together as a city, to band together in oneness and unity of accord. And I think when tragedies come, it comes to make us think how we can work together. How can we can be stronger together? How we can be better together? And prayer is the key, because the Bible says that the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous, that they avail much before him. And so we're coming today together as a unified people, even though we may not even know some of the people that we will be sitting next to. And we're going to solicit the prayers of the righteous before God for these families and for these victims, because God can comfort them where we can't comfort them. And where we cannot go, we can send our prayers to those families, and we can send our prayers to those that are in the hospitals so that God will heal them and restore them, because God is a healer and God is a restorer of those that have been broken. So even in the midst of this tragedy, I even pray that God would just even protect our city. This is a time that we can come together in unity. We've been praying for Kalamazoo. We've been warring for Kalamazoo, and God is honoring our prayer. So this is a time that we can come together and we can be more diligent in our prayer for our city of Kalamazoo. I believe that this city belongs to God, and that's what we have been declaring, that's what we have been decreeing, that this city belongs to God. And I don't know about you, but when somebody comes up into my family and they start to threaten my family, I get a little mad about it. And I hope that we as a city will get mad about what the enemy has tried to bring up into our city, that it will cause us to be fearful and afraid, and that we would get mad and that we would be willing to do something about it. And what we would be willing to do is we would be willing to pray. Because we know that prayer can go where we cannot go. I just had to get that out. You know, it was just in me. I just had to release it. But what we're going to do, that's not my assignment to keep on talking, amen. My assignment is to get us into groups so that we can pray. But I just really had to say that, because our God is the God of this city, amen. Amen. Our God is the God of Kalamazoo City. We declare right now that he is God, he is king, and he reigns in this city, amen. And so what I've been assigned to do is to ask us to get in groups of prayer to pray. And even if you don't know what to say, we're gonna get into groups of six. And we're going to spread out all over this building in groups of six. And we're going to spend about 5 minutes. And everybody in that group, if you can just say, God bless them, God help them, whatever the Lord may be laying on your heart for that family, we're going to list the names of the family so that you can see the names of the families that have been impacted by this tragedy. And once you see that, you can just begin to pray how you feel like the Holy Spirit is leading you to pray for that family. And if you don't have anything to say, you could be silent and pray in silence. But we want to come together in groups of six. So if you could begin to stand all over the building. Yes, yes, work with me. This is interactive. This is called interactive prayer. Amen. This is what I've been assigned to do, so work with me. And we're a little congested in the center area, so there's plenty of rooms on the side. So if you can get in six in your area, just groups of six, amen. And if you could just hold hands as a sign of unity. You don't even have to stay by the people that are near you if you want to go over to somebody else. But if you could just get into groups of six, and if you could just begin to hold hands, and you can look in the back or in the front and you can see the names of the victims. And if you could hold hands and you can just begin to pray out loud for those victims, that God would touch their families, that he would bring comfort. You can, once you get into your groups, you can start praying. You can huddle prayer. That we would just pray that God would begin to heal those families, that he would begin to touch their hearts, that he would begin to heal their brokenness, that he would begin to comfort them in the place of their mourning, that he would strengthen them in their weakness, and those that survive, that he would begin to cause them to recover, that he would do a quick work of healing, because our God is a healer. Thank you, Father. We speak strength to those families. God, we just send your spirit of comfort to comfort them in their time of bereavement. That they would know that you are a God that walks alongside them. That they're not alone in this place of hurt and confusion. God, where they don't understand what has taken place. God, you can heal. Father God, we just pray right now that you would comfort them, that you would touch them, that you would let them know that you're with them. Every family member that has been impacted, every friend that has lost a friend, those that have lost loved ones, Father God, we just pray right now that you would bless them, that you would encourage them on today, that they can find hope in you, that they can find trust in you. God, let them hope against all hope. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Do it for them, Father. Comfort today, God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, let's pray in agreement. Pray in oneness of accord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Touch their minds, God. Bless your name, God. Thank you, God, for being a great God. Thank you for being the God of comfort. In those times that we're mourning, God, I thank you for being a God of peace. Thank you for releasing your peace today, God. Thank you, God, for peace in this place of storminess. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God, that you touch every wounded place. Amen. Amen all over the building. If you can finish up your prayer and return to your seat. Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. He's a good, good Father. He cares for his children. He cares for his people. He cares for this city. He cares for every family that has been victimized. He cares. Amen. As we return to our seats, one of the families have asked us to sing a song. We're going to honor the request of that family. So if you can join in with the worship team as we begin to sing again one of the songs that one of the families have requested that we sing. Amen.
Thank you. welcome Pastor James Harris.